B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He's impressive. He's way better right now than Jimmy Garoppolo was at this time.
Wow.
But Stidham has been really impressive. He's the most accurate rookie passer that I've seen in my 11 years covering the Patriots in training camp. And he's physically, he's got the tools. He seems like he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders. And, yeah, I mean, I think Stidham has way, way, way greater potential than I expected when back in April when they took him in the fourth round.
Again, that is Jeff Howe of The Athletic on with Adam Jones and Christian Arkin talking up fourth-round quarterback selected this year by your New England Patriots, out of Auburn, Jared Stidham, the most accurate rookie passer he's seen in his 11 years covering the team. That is high praise. All of a sudden, just days after the announcement of the Tom Brady contract extension, which isn't an extension, it's just a pay bump for 2019, and then he's a free agent. Funny, but it's one of the things to look for tonight is it's the Patriots and Lions preseason game number one. I know I'm interested in that. How about you? 617-779-0985. Ryan in Rochester, what are you looking for tonight?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Good, what's up?
See, I know that you're interested in Chase Winovich, and a lot of guys are interested in Jarrett Stidham, but someone I'm actually interested in seeing tonight is Damian Harris, the guy that we got in the, I think it was the second round out of Alabama.
Third rounder,
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, third round? Okay, sorry. But man, it's I like it because I'd say he would be a good insurance policy if Michelle goes down ripping up his knees again. You know, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. But he was actually getting a lot of, from what I heard, first-team reps while he was going to get his surgery. And by the way, congratulations on 10 years.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, our 10-year anniversary coming up on Tuesday. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here as we celebrate 10 years at the Sports Hub. So, yeah, the third-rounder, Damian Harris, running back out of Alabama. At the time, I remember when, you know, right after the draft, Chris Gasper and I are on, the draft still going on that Saturday morning, and we were like, well, we don't get it. Like, there's a redundancy there. You have so many running backs. You drafted one last year in the first round with Sony Michel. Now, why does this make any sense? Well, OTAs early at camp, you have no Sony Michel. Turns out he's getting a procedure done on his knee. He had some knee issues before, so maybe it's just insurance. And maybe more than anything else, what I look at now, Marshall, is I look at Damian Harris and I just feel like they're going to use this guy in like goal line situations and short yardage, because if there was one thing Michel wasn't that great at last year, it was that very thing.
Yeah, and you know, how many different running backs do they have at this point? Like, other than Sony Michel, do any of them line up at being anything more than situational? I mean, Sony Michel is the only guy who's going to be out there in regular down situations, who's going to rack up any sort of, you know, meaningful, you know, game-long statistics. So whether it's Damian Harris, whether it's James White, whether it's any of these other guys, I just think that none of them are going to be allowed to be, you know, the typical idea of an impact back. In as much as the Patriots ever have one of those at all to begin with, that job belongs to Sony Michel at this point.
We were talking about the good in baseball as they announced this Field of Dreams game in the last segment. But earlier we mentioned that interminable mess last night as the Red Sox really should have taken a loss to the Kansas City Royals as that game was delayed. Delayed, and then finally postponed, and then the Royals going to now come back in a couple of weeks to what may end up being like five minutes to decide that game. That's great. Cam and Taunton on that very thing. You're next here on Felger and Mass. Hey, Cam.
Oh, well, Jim, I'm gonna put this in air quotes. I had the air quotes privilege of being in the ballpark last night. And this is just, you know, when they delayed the game and then we hung around and like, and they said, oh, they're going to come back in 2 weeks. It's like, and my buddies are like, do you want to come back for this? I'm like, you want to come back and see one pitch thrown? And like, it's like, this is asinine. This is absolutely asinine. This is a meaningless game between the Red Sox, who are out of it, and the Royals, who don't want to win in August. And it's, this game is so important that you need to bring the Royals back here in 2 weeks on their day off before the Red Sox fly to the West Coast to San Diego and make them play what could be 10 minutes of baseball. This is why baseball is dying. They don't get it. They don't have a clue. They think they are the most important things in sliced bread and the best things in sliced bread, and you can't mess with their game. The game can go eat itself.
I like it.
I will say this, and this just occurred to me in the middle of that phone call. In terms of time of game, this will be tremendous. Like, you don't want a long game? this may be perfect. It's like I went to a concert and like the opening act came out and they were done and gone in like 20 minutes. Me, I don't love concerts. I thought, you know what? That's a good concert. I'll take that 20 minutes. If this game is done and gone in a half hour, 15 minutes, I'll be like, you know what? That's my kind of baseball game.
Because nobody wants to be there. So this is why they deserve this. Again, you know, this is, boo-hoo on the Red Sox and Royals and having to come back. You deserve this because you played 4 hours last night and you couldn't finish a nine-inning baseball game within 4 hours. As I said, they should send them to Siberia to play these 15 minutes of baseball. They should also make the Royals come back to town in November and play a four-game series out in the cold, because this is what you get when you cannot speed up the game and you cannot play the game in less than 3 hours. They deserve
outs?
To lose off game.
Are
off
there
days.
Any outs?
There are no outs.
No
I
outs.
Believe.
So this is perfect. You're guaranteed one inning of baseball at the minimum. Matt, I want you and I to go to this game. We're going to find somebody who was there. we're gonna get in. You and I are going to sit down. We're going to pretend as though this is a new game, and we're going to experience the magic that could be. You know, what if baseball were only a two inning game? I've decided I'm happy I wasn't there last night. But I'm now full on board with going to the conclusion of this game, because I guarantee it's not going to be 4 hours long. We'll be in and out in under an hour.
I'll be there with you, Marshall. Let's do it.
One of the other things selfishly it made me think of last night, while I was just cackling and hoping that they would actually resume it just so I could see the empty stadium
at 2 in the morning,
the three lunatics that would still be in there just waiting for the conclusion of the game is... So for a couple of times, I got to audition to be the public address announcer at Fenway, and the last time in 2012, after Carl Bean unfortunately passed, I was like miffed I didn't get it. Oh my God, turns out that was a blessing, because I can't imagine the hell of having that job, because you're just there all night. You have to deal with the rain delays. You're there hour after hour, like, oh God. And I now, like, to even have to cover the team and you're there on a night like that. Like, I feel for you. I know a lot of people don't, nor should you. Like, you stuffy media people, you a-holes, you get to go there and have all the ice cream and treats you want. You sit there and you still bitch about it. Yes, because that last night is hell on earth. Jack in Scituate on Jared Stidham. Your thoughts. Hello.
Hey, Jim. The best part about Jared Stidham, SEC schedule. He understands it. And when Tom Brady's a Tennessee Titan next year, this kid's the future.
Maybe. And so I know a lot of people that do feel high about this kid is, you know, they look at the competition. You know, he's in Auburn playing in the SEC, which is, as, you know, close to NFL-ish you can maybe get in all of college football. So maybe. Who knows? I just think that's real high praise from Jeff Howe and others. And I just find the timing of it a little curious, because you hadn't really heard much about Jared Stidham at camp until, well, just the last few days after the Tom Brady contract thing was all announced. So I don't know. Hey, I hope it works out for them. I really do, but I'm not really holding my breath. I just find the timing a little bit curious. Richard in Rhode Island on the fourth-round quarterback. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling about Jared Stidham. I just find it very interesting that Tom Brady's going into his contract year, and Stidham is all of a sudden the best thing that's happened to the New England Patriots in 11 years. So I think they're just getting ready to put the battery in Brady's back, because they want to get him going, man. And I think this is the way to do it, because when Garoppolo was on that field and he lit it up, Brady saw that. And I think it sparked interest in Brady to move forward and do the best he could possibly do. And I hope this Stidham plays tonight, and I hope he lights up Detroit Lions.
Thanks,
I hope he lights them up.
Thanks, Richard. See, someone else that's fired up for preseason football. I know that goes right up your backside there, McCarthy.
Yes, it does. Fake football.
With each passing day since the new contract for Tom Brady was announced, I am starting to believe, maybe I'm just hoping more than anything else, that this does what the caller just alluded to. Like, it lights a fire under Brady's ass. Like, he needs that even more at this point. But it definitely happened when they ended up drafting Jimmy Garoppolo in 2014, and he becomes more dedicated. It's maybe the best that he's maybe played in his career, or at least at this point in his career, in the last handful of years since that happened. I think maybe the same thing happens. Like, he feels like he's not that thrilled, based on his own words, with this contract. It's just a pay bump for this year. It's not a real extension. He didn't get guaranteed years. So maybe he just goes out and ends up having an MVP type of season like a couple of years ago, just almost to prove Bill and the doubters wrong. Those that look at his dream of playing to 45 and say, no, and we don't trust that can happen. Why are you going to be the outlier? All the greats in this game's history eventually drop off. We think it may happen with you. It's why we're not giving you the guaranteed years. And that motivates him even further.
And this is all the more reason for what I want to, and I think is realistic thing to happen, is that Jared Stidham becomes the backup quarterback. Because not only will that help him learn, but if Jared Stidham is the third-string quarterback, does Tom Brady feel any heat from that? D- Does he really feel any heat from that?
No.
And, you know, we can logically say, well, he shouldn't feel any heat. And there was never really any chance, I don't think, that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to take Tom Brady's job as long as Tom Brady was still here. But as long as it gets in his head, well, then you get the best version of Tom Brady. And I don't think that Brian Hoyer concerns anybody at this point. So to me, Brian Hoyer is really the guy who has no business. Like, what do we need him for? What is the point of Brian Hoyer at this point? So I don't see it.
This is why I'm fascinated who starts the game tonight, because that tells you right now who is the second quarterback on the depth chart. Brady's not going to play. So if we hear all this buzz about Jarrett Stidham
and then Brian Hoyer starts,
take a hint, Patriots fans. He's not the next guy, or at least as of right now. But, you know, let's not act like they've found the next guy 2 weeks in the training camp when Brian Hoyer comes out and is starting this game for the Patriots tonight.
I didn't, like I said, to open up the show today, I didn't want to do 2.5 straight hours on nonstop Tom Brady contract talk, even though that's what the big book of sports radio bylaws. Hear that? That's what it is. That's what it said we should have done today. Couldn't do it. Marshall didn't want to do it. I can't. I won't. But we do have to touch on it because people, they're pissed about the possibility of Tom Brady, as remote as it may be, playing for another team and retiring with another jersey. Read you a very angry email that I got coming up. Do want to remind you, though, about the Sports Hub 10th anniversary. A caller mentioned it earlier. This segment coming up on Tuesday. The Sports Hub celebrates 10 years as Boston's home for sports. From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., we're going to be looking back at some of the biggest moments in Boston sports and the biggest Sports Hub moments from the past decade. Our 10th anniversary celebration presented commercial-free thanks to Aaron's, the King of Snow. From championship celebrations to agonizing defeats, like that stupid Super Bowl loss to the Eagles, it's been quite a ride. So listen Tuesday on air and streaming anywhere on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Back after this, more of your phone calls and a very angry email. People can't fathom the fact that Tom Brady could. It's within the possibility now with the way the contract's structured. He could retire with a different team. We'll get to that next year on Felger and Mass.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Mass.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Well, he's impressive. He's way better right now than Jimmy Garoppolo was at this time.
Wow.
But Stidham has been.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
When he stood at the bargaining table this time and knew that he had an expiring contract, he wanted to be there. What he wanted to get was some long-term security that would allow him to play till 43, 44, maybe 45. So when he stepped to the table and the Patriots weren't giving him the surety that he would get that, what he quickly pivoted to was wanting to have his own autonomy. The Patriots first offered him a more modest pay raise and incentives. All that together would have brought him to about $25 million, but the incentives were so difficult to reach that it wasn't going to work. Brady did say, you know what? We'll do that, but you can't franchise me. In turn, the Patriots actually backed off of that because they were very resistant to the initial thought of not being able to franchise him. They asked him why he wanted to do that, and he said, look, I want to have the mobility. I want to have the certainty for the first time in my career and the ability to control my future.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston on his Quick Slants podcast, talking about some of the inner workings of the Tom Brady contract extension, even though it's just a pay bump. And the reality is the situation. It's a pay bump. And okay, and it was much deserved. Tom Brady deserved to be one of the higher paid quarterbacks in the NFL. But it's not an extension. It's just a placeholder. And he's now a free agent at the end of 2019. And I know this blows a lot of people's minds, or they just refuse to believe it. By the way, Felger and Naz, Jim Murray and Marshall Hook in for Mike and Tony today. Matt McCarthy, rather, in my normal spot. Sorry, Mike. Matt.
It's all good.
This blows a lot of people's minds like that. No, he's not going to. Well, he's either going to retire or he's not playing for another team. Oh, I guess we have breaking news.
Getting the sounder here.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, this from Tom Lydon on Twitter from Fox 25. The Red Sox have placed David Price on the 10-day injured list. MRI on his left wrist revealed that a TFCC cyst was treated with a cortisone shot. So he's got a cyst on his wrist.
A TFCC cyst on the wrist. For David Price,
what?
I don't mean to laugh.
This sounds like a Dr. Seuss injury.
Yeah.
He's got a TSS cyst on his wrist.
From playing too much Fortnite? I mean, that who knows? Actually, that game's not in anymore, from what I understand. This certainly came out of nowhere. Huh. So, all right, David Price shut down. We'll try to gather a little bit more information on that.
It's a ganglion cyst associated with a triangular fibrocartilage complex tear.
Oh, well, see,
according to the first thing I searched on Google.
Yeah, that makes it a lot more clear.
They're done. I mean, they're done, and maybe if they're just, shut down, we don't have to hear from anymore and hear his complaining or him going out there and getting his teeth kicked in because he can't win a game since he bitched about Dennis Eckersley or his adorable dog Astro passed away. So you know what? Fine. Bye. We'll get back to the Patriots, a team that people actually care about, and rightfully so right now, because the Red Sox have played like choking dogs all season long. But David Price shut down right now. 10-day injured list with a cyst on his wrist. Because it's the cyst that's on your wrist. Yes, it's the cyst that's on your wrist. All right, Jim, we get it. So Tom Brady, the contract details. Pay bump this year, not a real extension. People, minds blown. The fact that we even dare to say, hey, that means he actually could get a phone call from a team at 401, end of the league year, and they could offer him a ridiculous deal, $35, $40 million guaranteed, and sign and retire with another team. Ah, people very mad. But that's the reality of the situation. Email of the day comes from Dave from Woburn. It's Big Jim Murray at 98.5sportsup.com, by the way, if you want to send your hate mail like this. Jim, you're as awesome as you are dumb. So you say Brady is leaving because he signed a contract he doesn't like. Brady is leaving because he's looking at schools in northern New Jersey, Manhattan, and Connecticut. Brady is leaving because he is mad. I don't know if I actually said that. I could see him playing in Tennessee, you said. I could see him playing in L.A. with the Rams. That was from actually Marshall Hook yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's too far to commute from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut to Foxborough, but it's no problem to commute to Tennessee or Los Angeles. Jim, put a lot of effort into this one, huh? And he had some words from Maz as well. But he goes on to say, Brady is either playing for the Patriots or he's retiring after this year. I think there's a 40% chance he's retiring. Don't change. Don't ever change. Dave from Woburn. Fine. And you could be right. Maybe you are. But my question to anyone that feels this way, that's strongly about it, like, no, you don't know what you're talking about it. Do you think another team is going to call Tom Brady at 401 at the end of the league year? Do you think that's going to happen? And do you think that that unnamed team is going to offer Tom Brady, who's going to be a free agent for the first time in his life, and if he plays at a very high level, even if it's just a level like last year, where it's like 25 touchdowns to 11 interceptions, do you think another team's going to call him and offer him $35 or $40 million dollars guaranteed?
You know, I walked you through the internal reasons before, right? We know Bill Belichick has no problem moving on from people. We know that Tom Brady wants to keep playing, and we're pretty sure, I guess we don't know 100%, but we're pretty sure that the relationship between Tom Brady and, the Kraft family is not what it once was. So, like, we have all of that. But tell me, why would a team not want Tom Brady? I mean, we know that half the teams in the NFL don't have what would legitimately be called a starting quarterback, right? So any team in the NFL, dare I say, would receive a bump in fan interest, in news interest, in just people wanting to come out of the park, just, you know, social media interest, whatever that is, like they would get a dramatically big marketing increase by having Tom Brady. And you know it's not going to be a long-term deal, so you don't even have to worry about that. Like, we're not looking for a four-year deal for a guy who's going to be whatever he is, 43 years old. You're talking about a one-year deal. So if you know that the worst case scenario is you get tons of eyeballs looking at you and people buying your tickets and coming to your games and buying your concessions, if that's the worst case scenario, that's probably worth $35 million or $35 million and $1 to make him more paid, higher paid than Russell Wilson. That ignores the fact that in every likelihood, he's a better quarterback than whoever you got. So even from a competitive standpoint, it makes all the sense in the world. So why is this such a thing that people, the only reason that people can't get on board is they think that Tom Brady won't do it. They think he won't do it.
Right. And it's just, and to it's them, unfathomable I would say, for them to.
Well, then why did he construct the contract this way? If you're so sure that he won't do it, why did he insist on having that clause in there that makes him a free agent?
Well, and this is where it comes back to, and I can understand this argument that people will say, well, he trusts the crafts and they can get this done. And maybe they can. And maybe, you know, one of these teams does call him when the league year is over and the new league year starts. And they say, hey, you know, we want to offer you $34 million guaranteed. He goes back to the crafts and the Patriots, gives them first right of refusal, and they come close to it. I just don't see them doing that, especially if he has a somewhat pedestrian year and Belichick thinks that he can do the same kind of thing, get the same kind of production, say, out of Jarrett Stidham or whoever the next guy is. I don't think he wants to allocate that kind of money for a then 43-year-old quarterback. It's even if it's a minute possibility, it's a possibility. Derek in Foxborough disagrees, though. Hello, Derek.
Yeah, first off, real quick point on the Field of Dreams thing you were talking about. Since they're having this game, can they finally put Shoeless Joe Jackson into the Hall of Fame? I mean, that scandal is going to be 100 years old this October. I mean, it's ridiculous he's not in the Hall of Fame. But on the Brady thing, I just don't think he wants to be the equivalent of Wizards Michael Jordan. You know, Jordan at the end, schlepping it out there for some bum-ass team. I just don't think he wants to do that.
Well, why would it automatically be a bum-ass team? Why couldn't it be, as I have outlined, the L.A. Rams, who would immediately be the Super Bowl favorites?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's possible, but he'd have to learn a whole new offense at that age. You know, I don't know if he's up for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the team could also build it around him. So,
and maybe that's one of the other things. Like at this point, like, you know what, I'm done with this. And especially if the Patriots go out and win their seventh Super Bowl this year, like he can just say, hey, you know what, this is the perfect end to it. And that's all. But there's the possibility another team could call him. And the only reason I don't think he wants to end it is because of the way he's talking about, you know, his training methods and TB12 and trying to promote said training methods. You read that Men's Health article that just came out a couple of days ago. I don't know how you can walk away from reading that thing and say, like, oh, yeah, no, that's a guy that's done after this season. No, I really believe he wants to try to play to 45 or play at a high level for at least a couple of more years. The reality of the situation is, based on the contract, it might not be here. Tough to wrap your head around. I get it. But it's the reality. 617-779-0985 is the phone call. Phone number, rather. We'll continue to take your calls on Tom Brady and open up the show talking about preseason football. I know McCarthy hates it, but I'm into it. Hey, football's back, everyone. Yay! You look at it as fraudulent football, but there's things to look for tonight. Jared Stidham getting talked about as the best rookie quarterback I've seen throw passes, using Jeff Howe's words today when he joined the morning show here on the Sports Hub. It was Arcand and Jones saying, it's the best I've ever seen any rookie quarterback throw in my 11 years covering the team. What? Curious timing there. So you want to see Jared Stidham. How about the wide receivers? I'm into watching Chase Winovich tonight, the defensive end they took out of Michigan. There's things to look for. There's things to get into, McCarthy. You're getting into it whether you like it or not.
Well, because I feel a sense of obligation to watch this. But as I'm watching the game, I will be online typing up why Shoeless Joe Jackson should be in the Hall of Fame. I will be posting that to the people.
One open line you want to join us. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your phone calls coming up after the Sports Hub headlines with breaking news on David Price.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Just your classic sports radio sort of thing. Opinion, phone call, commercial.
The stories of the day.
Claire, put the deck squirrel down!
In their unique way.
This is what we do.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No, I don't think so. We have a very good team, you know, in this clubhouse. 1 through 25, you know, we have a very good team. You know, just some of us haven't had very good seasons up to this point, and there's still 50-some-odd games to be played, and there's still time.
There's the dainty one, David Price. Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's Jim Murray and Marshall Hook in for Mike and Tony today, along with Matt McCarthy. And if you're wondering, well, wait a minute, why are you playing David Price sound? And shouldn't he be into the Patriots now, like the preseason starting tonight? Why David Price? Well, there was breaking news on David Price just within the last, like, 20 minutes or so. And for those that might have missed that, McCarthy, again, it is what?
It is a cyst on his throwing wrist, a TFCC cyst, whatever the hell that means. They discovered it via an MRI. He had a cortisone shot in his wrist.
TFCC, the Fortnite controller condition. That's what it is. Yes, the cyst on his wrist. This is why they've shut him down. You're looking at his game log here. Four straight losses. Now, it's got nothing to do with the bitching about Dennis Eckersley and the fact that he's mentally fragile. I'm not buying this.
This is what's going to happen this time of year in a season like this. The season is over.
Yeah.
It's lost. It's done. They had those 14 games to save their season, and they failed gloriously. Like, there's no point. So now you've got David Price with his injury. Chris Sale will be next. He'll have a hip flexor or a twinginator in his knee. Or one of my favorite injuries ever was Jose Canseco, when he was with the Red Sox. It listed off four things and then just added in, et cetera. And I'm like, well, there you go. Jose Canseco's got an injured et cetera. That's what's going to start happening to this team. It's like what you do at the end of a blowout. Like, you start sitting the starters. That's what's going to happen here, only it's going to be DL or IL stints for, you know, Mookie Betts could be up next. He's not in a contract year, so he's not going to complain. They can shut him down. It's going to be, you know, the rookies, the young pitcher, whoever. They're just going to start to shut these people down, and you're going to get nothing but Hector Velasquez is playing come September.
Yeah, I have no idea why Chris Sale is even making his start tonight. I mean, there's the guy you really should shut down. You know, try and get him right, save as many bullets. We don't know if this guy has any bullets left, to be totally honest, and you're going into a five-year contract extension starting, not this year, next year. Next year is when you start paying him that ridiculous money. Shut him down now. Try and save as many bullets as you possibly can for the next 5 years. Why throw a single pitch more in 2019? They should do that with Chris Sale, and something tells me David Price might not be back this year either.
Yeah, in a sick way, I kind of respect it, because I'm with you guys. I think he quit, and I don't know. I've been on a sinking ship radio station before, and that's when I start putting onions in the drop ceiling, and I say, the hell with this. I'm taking an hour and a half lunch, and I'm going to get high in the parking lot of the Whole Foods in over near Lynn in Swampscott. That's what I used to do. So if you're done with it, you see the sinking ship, the hell with it. Wave the white flag. Your wife just had your second child just about a week ago. Go hang with your family. Yeah. Quit, because it felt like you did already anyway after the whole Dennis Eckersley thing. A lot of people do want to talk about Tom Brady and this contract, and I use in air quotes extension. It's just a pay bump, and then he's a free agent after the season. Let's go to Dave in Groton. You're next here on Felger and Mass. Hey, Dave.
Hey, so I hear David Price lost in Fortnite and then switched over to Minecraft, and he got really upset, so that's understandable. But on the Brady thing, who really cares, honestly, guys? I mean, you got to move on at some time. The guy is 42. He's got maybe 1-2 years left. They were 3-1 without him when he got hurt with Brissett and Garoppolo.
Suspended.
At some time, you got to move on. And why pay a guy $35 million next year when you can pay a backup $5 million, do a bridge year, and then figure out the rest of the season? So I'm not sure why everybody's up in arms, but to me, this is good business by the Patriots.
All right, Dave Belichick calling in. It's because he's the greatest winner in this city's history. It's him and Bill Russell.
In the sport.
Yeah.
And he's the best quarterback in the history of the sport, and you're watching him play right now. So, yeah, the notion that he may move on and do – because, yes, it's true. Everyone knew at some point it was going to end. The assumption has been, and kind of sillily so, that it would end in a happy situation where he and Bill Belichick hold hands and walk off into the sunset and sing Kumbaya, like, because that's how most, you know, athlete's career ends, where everyone's happy and everything's right. Sunshine and rainbows. Now, this is the way it ends. One side, team, player, one side decides it's over before the other one agrees. And whenever that happens, one side is going to be unhappy with the outcome of that. And that is where this could be headed at this point.
Did I just hear that correctly? Who cares? I don't know about Tom Brady. Was that guy smoking what Murray used to be smoking on his lunch breaks at the old radio station up at the Whole Foods parking lot? Seriously, you need to be on something to say, yeah, it's Tom Brady. Who really cares? Who cares? It's Tom Brady, for the love of God. And he's the most important athlete in the history of this city, the greatest player in the history of the NFL. Nah, who cares? Who cares? What are you smoking, dude?
And not to mention, he's still playing at a very high level. And yeah, he dipped, comparatively speaking, last year to 2017. But if he still plays at that kind of level, like, you know, they could still win the Super Bowl this year. That's why people care. He's the greatest. Come on. Why are we even having this conversation? Jesus. Mike in Peabody has a bone to pick with McCarthy. Go ahead, Mike.
McCarthy, honest to God, fake football?
Yes.
I'll tell you what's fake. Your outrage for everything is fake. That's what's okay. Fake, okay? Because you're not even real when it comes to your angriness.
When it comes to my own what? I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Your anger.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to be like Jones. But that's not my point. That's not why I'm calling.
You're saying I'm the only thing more fraudulent than the football that's being played tonight. Is that correct, caller?
Call it. I got a name, and it's Mike.
You really don't, but that's all right.
Hey, but listen, fake football. I guarantee you, if you put a poll up on Twitter right now, that you would have 100-1 that people would rather watch fake football over baseball.
Yeah, okay, sure, that's fine.
Baseball jokes, just like your outrage, is a joke.
All right, Mike. Thanks.
You
should put that poll up, McCarthy.
Yeah, very, very upset.
See what the results will be.
Of course, people want to watch this over baseball. I mean, hell, I've been ripping baseball all day. I'm just saying that all of these guys who are playing tonight are going to be, you know, delivering pizzas in 3 weeks or whatever. I mean, they're going to be doing anything else besides playing in the NFL. So if you want to get excited about the Ralph Webbs of the world, that's totally your decision. But I'm not mad about the fake football that's being played tonight. Come on. It's just understand that in the end, we will talk about this, but in 4 weeks from now, we will forget all of this ever happened. Who was the training camp star last year? Was it Frank Webb?
Yeah.
Ralph Webb. Okay. Ralph Webb. You know, caller, you can get all excited. You can get all excited about Frank Webb and Austin Carr and Bam Childress or Sudfeld,
yes.
And in the end, it's not going to matter. But, you know, to each their own.
I'll remember those names. David Price shut down, put on the 10-day injured list with a TFCC wrist. Did I get that correct? A TFCC
wrist? I believe you did.
Cyst? Cyst on your wrist. Paul in New Hampshire on this story. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. I had a TFCC tear, complex tear on my wrist. And let me tell you, this was no joke. I was in a cast for two casts. I underwent surgery. Basically, it's the cartilage on the right side of your wrist where your bone basically meets the
outer. All right, Dr. Paul. And we wish you the best of the recovery. I hope you can now use that wrist for whatever you're using it for. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. Like, this is why he's lost four games in a row. This is why he's been... No, he's mentally weak. That's been the issue since the Dennis Eckersley thing or his adorable dog Astro had passed. I think that there's a correlation there, and I wasn't going to get on him for it. I still don't take this as me getting on. It sucks to lose a pet. Believe me, I know. I like pets more than people, but I think maybe that's what's bothering him more than the Eckersley thing, and that's what led into it. I just think he's done. The team has basically quit. They just lost the series to the Kansas City Royals. That game should not have been called, and it shouldn't have been postponed. The Royals shouldn't have to come back in a couple of weeks. If you're tied with the Royals, your suckbag bullpen gives it up like it did last night. Thanks, Nathan. Evaldi, you lost that series. Take the L. If you had any kind of pride at this point in the season, you tell Major League Baseball, you know, we'll take the loss on this. Those guys shouldn't have to come back. We shouldn't have to rearrange the schedule. This is just stupid. We stink. David Price has quit. He shut it down, or the team has shut him down. The season, even though it has 2 months to go, is over. We have our commercial-free, well, our long commercial-free segment coming up next. You want to weigh in on the Price fake injury? Have at it, 617-779-0985. The Patriots preseason game, what you're looking for tonight, the Brady contract, the Field of Dreams game coming up. We've covered pretty much a decent amount here in our short time here, even though we're only going to 4:30. It's Felger and Mass, Jim Murray, and Marshall Hook in for the guys today, and you at 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Jim Murray and Marshall Hook alongside with Matt McCarthy. Until 4:30, as we bring you into the Patriots pregame show with Mark the Beetle Bertrand, Chris Gasper, as we get ready for Patriots preseason game number one against the Lions in Detroit tonight. Opened up the show today asking, is there anything you're legitimately curious to see tonight? Whether it's the backup quarterback situation, if anyone pops at wide receiver, and I know it's preseason football, you get to take anything with a grain of salt that you watch. But for me, I'm just excited about it. Finally, football's back, even though it's a little bit kind of fake football, but still I'm excited. How about you? With the Brady contract, you want to talk about that? Really anything we've touched on, some baseball stuff as well. David Price shut down 10-day injured list for a cyst that's on his wrist. Enough with that bit, Jim. We get it. 617-779-0985.
I'm enjoying it.
Thank you. Alex in the truck on Brady's contract. Hello, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys? So if this doomsday scenario ever happens where Brady plays for another team, can you imagine the twisted kind of Patriots point that would be to see him and Belichick go up against each other one day? Can you imagine that? I don't know what would happen in my pants. I don't know. But aside from that, if that were to ever happen, if those two ever played each other, whose legacy is that more important to, and who has the advantage?
Who would have the advantage there? Probably Bill, I think. Even though, look, I'm Brady over Bill. And I'm biased there, but my immediate reaction is Bill, just because he knows what his weaknesses are, how to attack him defensively, I guess. I don't know. Would be fascinating, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing we know he can do is game plan, right? And certainly he'd be able to game plan against Tom Brady better than probably anybody at this point. So there would be an advantage there, but there might also be an advantage to whatever this other team is if their quarterback is somebody other than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, that's an advantage, too.
John and Bill Ricco on Tom Brady. Hey, John.
Hey, so let me ask you this. Is it worth it to Brady? I know he's going to be upset with the contract and all that, but is it worth it for him to possibly go to another team and let's say he doesn't succeed as well as we all hope he would, but is it worth it for him with the whole TB12 thing to possibly fail and have that be his legacy or his final year?
It's a big risk, especially if his play dips this year, right? And say even if they win their seventh Super Bowl, that would be the easy way to complete the circle, walk away, seven Super Bowls, 10 that you've been to. It would be insane. But if he still feels like he can play, even if he dips, well, I can understand why he'd want to take that risk to continue to promote his brand, the TB12 brand, and try to play to 45. It just seems to me the way that he talks about it, again, I'm basing this a lot on that Men's Health article that came out this week and just how he's talked about, his pliability methods and everything he's done with Alex Guerrero. I just think he really believes in it, even if you think it's kind of kooky. And some of it I do, but not, mostly it's obviously worked for him, and I can understand why he's so passionate about it. I just think you gamble on yourself. You take that risk, even if you're playing. No one, especially at that position, Marshall, like, no one really walks away gracefully. Like, some guys, like, they look, Dan Marino at the end, he's losing 62-7 in a wild card game to Jacksonville. Peyton Manning couldn't even throw the damn ball at the end with Denver. Like, these guys usually.
His last game was a Super Bowl.
But still, he was a sidecar to that team.
Yeah, it's not the best example, but fine. Yeah, and that's the, I talked before about how if he goes off, again, I keep using the LA Rams, and if he goes there and he wins the Super Bowl, boy, that does great things for his, his entire legacy. But let's go ahead and say he goes to whatever, the Jets, and he sucks and they go 2-14, do you really think that's going to alter the legacy? He'll still be the guy who won 6 Super Bowls. He'll still be the greatest quarterback ever. And people will just say, well, he's another Michael Jordan, another Willie Mays. Like, people still talk about Michael Jordan and Willie Mays as the best ever at their in their games. And it hasn't at all been hurt by where they ended, because it's actually kind of expected in sports that that is the way a lot of these guys' careers end, someplace other than where they had their greatest days and doing something other than hoisting a championship trophy. So I don't think it would hurt him that much.
Let's go to Justin in the car with a Patriots thought on Josh Gordon. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So listen, so I just heard two interesting pieces of information today. And again, I'm not saying this definitely means anything, but it could, and I want to get your thoughts. Number one, they made N'Keal Harry switch from number 10 to number 8 today. Obviously, we know number 10 is Josh Gordon's number. Another thing that came out that was also pretty interesting is Julian Edelman just released a new T-shirt, and I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but I have it up on my phone if you want me to read it to you right now.
Yeah, go nuts.
And yeah, it basically just lists the names of players on the team that are going to be relevant. It says Tom and Sweet Feet and Jules and New Kid, which I'm assuming is Harry, and Dorsett and Flash, who is obviously Josh Gordon. And then it says, and the Gronk question mark. I'm assuming the Gronk question mark is more for just, you know, just for fun, you know, poking fun at the whole Gronk situation. But Flash is specifically included in that T-shirt. So again, with that being released recently and making N'Keal Harry switch numbers, it kind of makes you think that maybe there's a good chance he gets reinstated. What do you think? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Considering how everything's worked out and how things have worked out for Josh Gordon in his past, and you hope that he gets past all the demons that he's worked, you know, had to deal with in terms of his personal life and substance abuse and all that. Like, I don't know if you can really be counting on that guy. I know he applied for reinstatement with the league this week. I hope he comes back. It works out. He gave them pretty good production for the most part in the 11 weeks he played last year. But to really be counting on him, I just think it speaks to the desperation at that position. In terms of the number thing, by the way, great multitasking there. Wasn't the safest thing, but making the phone call to the station, reading Instagram while you're driving, good job, caller.
We endorse that.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of things here. So the conflicting reports on the N'Keal Harry's number. I saw Mike Reese say it's 10. Which is Josh Gordon's
Someone
number last
said
year.
8.
Yeah, and so then I'm looking at the Patriots official Twitter here and numbers for preseason. They have Harry as 8. I saw Zoe tweeting about it saying that it's 10. So do we know? Zoe, text me or call in the show if you're listening. Is it 10 or is it 8? I got this Patriots post from 2 hours ago, just 2 hours ago, says it's 8. I'm going with that. Blue check mark, Patriots official Twitter account. I say it's 8. So, okay, 10 still available. Probably means Gordon's coming back. 617-779-0985. You want to join the Patriots conversation? What do you want to look for tonight? Anything you're excited to see tonight? Chase Winovich, another thing I'm looking for tonight. The defensive end that they drafted out of Michigan this year. Samson with the hair. Gets all the power from the hair. Let's go to Gary in the car, though, on Tom Brady. He still wants to talk about that contract. Go, Gary.
Hey, Big Jim. I was just thinking about the contract as far as Brady goes. I just think he kind of played it perfectly. Obviously, he didn't get the money, obviously, but to dictate where you're going to go at the end, whether you want to retire or go to another team or, you know, stick it to Bill. If you feel you have the confidence to go to another team and win, stick it to Bill and say, hey, I could go win somewhere else and do that. I mean, that's not a bad spot to be in. I mean, granted, he didn't get the money. It's all good. I mean, he's got enough money as far as that goes, but I mean, to have the autonomy to basically do whatever you want to do at the end of the year is something that's valuable.
Yeah, and he's never had that, and so that's obviously important to him. I think, you know, any player, not just Tom Brady, I don't think any player wants that franchise tag put on them. It's just it's insulting. I find the thing un-American, but that's a conversation for a different time. It's so he fights for that, and if he has a really good season, and what is, you know, in some ways he maybe feels like it's a prove-it year, because they think there may be a bit of a drop-off at 42, well, now if he goes out and has a ridiculous season, wins the Super Bowl again, wins the MVP, both of the league and the Super Bowl, well, he's kind of got them over a barrel, theoretically.
Yeah.
But at the very least, at 401 at the end of the league year, another team can call him and offer him a ridiculous amount of money.
And they're going to. I mean, there are many things that we're unsure of in this entire scenario That is not one of them.
Right.
There will be teams who will line up to make him the highest paid quarterback in the history of the league, particularly because they'll only have to do it for a single year.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.